Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King
on Cape Talk.
All right, he's the man with his finger on the pulse of all the outdoor events and experiences that you need to know about in the Western Cape. Jeff Ayliffe's got your outdoor report for this Saturday morning. Morning, Jeff.
Thanks, SJ. Good morning. It's going to be a pleasant 25 degree day predicted for Cape Town today. The wind out of the east. It's going to be fairly light all day as well. We have spoken in the past about the recent lack of shark sightings in some of the traditional white shark hotspots around the Western Cape, and with a few theories being bandied about as to why it was getting so quiet. The good news, though, is that the past 5 days has been amazing in the Gansbaai area, which has traditionally been the white shark capital of the country, and it's not only shark numbers that have been on the increase. I chatted to Brenda Walters of Marine Dynamics.
Well, we've had quite a week on sea here in Gansbaai, Marine Dynamics and Dye Island Cruises. We do shark cage diving and whale watching. And the team was super delighted to welcome back our first southern right whales. And not only did we have some visiting southern rights, but also humpback whales. In fact, the team saw southern rights and humpback enjoying each other's company, which was a first sighting for us. So that was really, really exciting. We also had humpback dolphins. It's a beautiful species that is endangered with only an estimated 500 along the South African coastline. Of course, we had Cape fur seals. We've got a big colony here on Giza Rock opposite Dyer Island. But one of the major, major things this week was our white sharks. We had 5 around the boat this week. And we've actually been able to tag most of those. Our biologist, Alison Towner, has got some acoustic tags on these sharks, including a large 5-meter female. And this will contribute to knowledge on their movements along the South African coastline as this data from the tags feeds into an array of acoustic receivers. So all of the sightings data that we get, our biologists actually ensure contributes to scientific publications that we hope can influence conservation decisions at government level. We also released 2 juvenile penguins from our key conservation project, the African Penguin and Seabird Sanctuary. So also, all in all, just an absolute marine dream of a week. And we just hope that people will come out and join us on the boats because it just really is a spectacular time of the year. So thank you for letting us share the good news.
That's Marine Dynamics' Brenda Walters. Peninsula Ramblers hike today, Groot Constantia Ramble, about 2 to 3 hours, meeting at 2 p.m. this afternoon. And you'll meet in the parking area behind Simon's Restaurant at the Groot Constantia Estate. It's going to be an easy-going afternoon stroll through the vineyards of Groot Constantia and then taking a break in the vineyards. So you're asked to take along some afternoon tea as well. And depending on the pace, you should finish around about 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And speaking of hikes, South African National Parks have said the rehabilitation work that has been taking place following that fire that started along the Rhodes Memorial area of Table Mountain National Park is showing some great progress. According to the park manager, Frans van Rooyen, the rehabilitation work has been successfully concluded at Devil's Peak lower contour to the blockhouse and Tafelberg Jeep Track erosion gullies. This means that some areas are getting very close to being reopened. He did confirm, though, that more work is currently in progress in Woodstock, Oppelskop Blockhouse, contour path to Newlands, Plum Pudding, as well as the Rhodes Memorial lower Jeep track, the water bar area. And they have requested that users and visitors continue to exercise some patience to allow that rehabilitation work to proceed without any obstructions. The park will announce the reopening of certain areas later this month after they have engaged with their stakeholders. A sunset hike in honor of all the dads. Tomorrow, of course, is Father's Day, but there's a sunset hike today, this afternoon at the Murati Wine Estate. Follow the signs from Dutopia Trail Center, and anytime between 3:30 and 4:30, no gatherings, of course. You walk in your own time. You can watch the moon in the sky and the sunset view with Table Mountain in the distance. It is a beautiful spot, and you can enjoy the single tracks. Mountain bikers and trail runners, 60 rand morning permits for the Siemensburg trails. And that's it for this morning. Just a quick word. We had a fair amount of feedback with regard to the 2 released cheetahs in the Waterval Private Game Reserve last week. And that was up in the Northern Cape. The good news is the 2 girls have started hunting on their own, and they have started taking down their first kills. So it's incredible that instinct has kicked in. That's it from me. I look forward to catching up again tomorrow.
Cape Talk. Sarah Jane is on Twitter.
You can tweet her at ThisIsSJKing.